M-E-O-T-A. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we will come rejoicing. Here we are. Mid-August and 5% of Saskatchewan crops are combined already. As we traveled west for birthdays, we encountered more fields of deep green color. It shows that the fall season may be prolonged in other regions. We had a view of nature this past week when a blackbird sat perched upon the hummingbird feeder. The two wee hummingbirds hovered nearby trying to get to their food supply. Bird mentality? On a sober note, we had a request for dew drop time from the Ministry of Health. There will be flu shots offered there mid-fall. The dates will be posted as things are finalized. The importance of these shots was heavily stressed by our health officials. The danger comes from the likelihood of new COVID strains attacking weakened targets. Seemed pretty heavy when spelled out, but made sense. The full long-lasting effects of COVID are alarming and now coming to light. The Gregoires, Bernie and Lucille, indicated their wish to journey to Winkler, Man. To see their granddaughter compete in the under-18 Western Canadian Softball Championships. The Mensa Seasonal Campground continues to show speedy progress with numerous trees planted, a new high wood fence erected and lot developments to the point a few trailers have taken up residence. Dean has explicitly stated that weekenders are not being welcomed. This week's winners for senior golf were Bernie Gregoire, Lucille Gregoire, Marcel Duhaime and Kent Morton scoring 36. Second place went to the Jack Day, John Patterson, Laurie Ward and Eric Kalbeck team with a score of 39. Numbers were greatly reduced by a forecast of rain which never occurred. Canasta had four full tables with top score going to Vern Iverson and Arlene Walker. In second were Vivian Lesko and Lillian Sarenko. In third place were Cora Christensen and David Otis. Thursday afternoon bridge had the team of Jerry Craig and Eric Kalbeck in first. Second place was won by Vern Iverson and Rudy Weens. The men's Miota golf night had another big night with over 100 entrants. The new clubhouse fundraising tournament is scheduled for August 17, so will be over by the time this is printed. This and the possible long-term plan of an additional 9-hole expansion are major capital projects and will require community backing. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your local news a touch away by bookmarking the News Optimist homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites.